Hello? Hello? Is there anybody there? Hello? Hello?
Hello, hello. Anybody there? I can't hear you. Jenny White, are you there?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me? Anybody?
I can hear you.
Anybody hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. PC?
Yes?
Okay, let me get my... my assistant, Maceo.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I guess they can hear me now. I'm trying to find Officer Barnes, and I don't know understand his number.
Well, why are you doing that? Welcome to the show, everybody. TGIF. We're having a little technical difficulties.
Yes, a lot. Officer Barnes, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Okay. Okay, yes, I hear you. Oh, my gosh. I have to apologize to everyone. Okay. Well, I apologize. This is Jenny White. And I have had technical difficulties. And for those of you who are on now, I appreciate you calling back in. I thank you. And if you have something that you would like to say, just start talking. But Officer Barnes, you can start and tell us what's going on.
Well, I want to say hello to everyone, Brother Maceo, and you and the guests. I've been away for a while. Been on the road.
Right. Hello, welcome back. All right.
Thank you, sir. I became a great grandpa. it's taken me away. I have decided to make sure that I spend some quality time with the kids because it seems like every day we get up, we don't know what to expect.
That's true. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. And it's a Bobby boy.
I was about to ask. All right.
First boy in, I want to say 20 years.
Wow.
In the family, so.
Yeah, I just saw my daughter. She looked like she's due any day now, but she's going to have a girl. So,
congratulations.
That's the end.
Well, thank you. The end of the month. Yeah, well, it looked like she was going to have it today. But, yeah. But, you know, a lot of babies being born, a lot going on.
Yeah, I think they're replacing the ones that are leaving there.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That is so true.
And I think it's going to be our responsibility to help them along the way.
Oh, you know it is. Yeah. You got to put some of that old school in them.
Absolutely.
Check out, because that new school is something different.
Absolutely. You got to give them the room.
Yeah, but they're not going to want to deal with that old school.
Well,
they ain't going to have no choice.
Right.
Yeah, you raise them up like that, then, you know, it's in them. It ain't like, you know, no kids got no choice. They ain't got no say-so or nothing.
Well,
like they say, what they say
in the tree.
All right.
The kids will learn from the roots that we plant.
That's true. What does it say in the Bible? Train a child up in the way they should go, and they won't depart far from it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's why they say
that
they want to fall far from the tree.
Yeah, that's true. That is so true. So God is good. We all woke up this morning.
Which
Amen.
Is a blessing. Which is a blessing.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
You know.
So what was on your mind today?
Well,
off the barn?
What I wanted to talk about was I've got to a point where I don't like flying, so I've been driving back and forth from north to south. And I don't know if anybody has monitored how the roads are. They're horrible. And when I say horrible, I mean there's so many things that's happening on the road. It's just like it's unexpected. And I thought I knew how to handle my possibility of mishaps. I've learned to do a lot of extra more things and take some extra things because you never know what you're going to run into.
Yeah, that's true.
I've seen these. I haven't been personally involved in the accidents, but I've seen the accidents. And normally when I'm traveling, it's always on the other side of the road. But what it did for me, it made me learn that you can't have enough equipment to take care of yourself if the event happens where you get stranded or you get involved in an accident or somebody causes your accident. So what I've done for tonight is I've put a list of things that I think that people should maybe think about when you go on a road trip. Because there's so many dangers out there that I ran into that I don't think people even think about until something happens. So what I wanted to do is just share some thoughts and hopefully I can get some comments off some people. And I don't want to seem like I'm paranoid or panicky or overloaded here, but there's some items that you'll find out that you – needed and didn't know you needed them until something happened.
All right.
So,
all right, well, let's go for it.
What I do is now, before I go on my road trip, what I do is I do a vehicle inspection of my own vehicle because it doesn't make any sense not to do a vehicle inspection of your vehicle, especially when you're talking about traveling over 1,000 miles.
Yeah, that's true.
So what I do is I make sure that my vehicle is full of gas. I have an oil change. Make sure there's no leaks on my vehicles because if there's a leak, I need to find out where it's at, because a lot of people don't realize an idle leak is different from a moving leak. Pressure can make your leak worse than what it is from idling. I found that out the hard way. I had the last trip I had, I went down and I kept smelling oil. See, that was another indication. If you smell burning oil, you better look and see if you, if it's your vehicle or the vehicle in front of you.
That's
so
true.
I found out that it was my vehicle was burning oil. And what it was a power steering cooler unit. And what happens is the pressure for when you're driving pushes the oil out of the cooler back into the engine, and the engine's burning the oil off. And I found out through experience that the oil cooler is a very dynamic unit that stabilizes your steering. Once you lose that, you lose your steering.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I got down south, I was able to patch it up just enough to get home because it was an item that, believe it or not, wasn't available for what I wanted to pay for it. So I had to figure out how to get back home. So I was able to patch it up. And when I got back home, I was able to get it fixed.
Okay.
So whenever you see these oil leaks under your vehicle, my strong suggestion is just to make sure you check your vehicle out and make sure it's nothing, you know, as serious or something that you need immediate attention to. And then you want to top off your levels, you know, your antifreeze, your windshield washer, fluid, especially if you're driving in the wintertime. I always say take an extra bottle because you can buy the bottle cheaper here for $1.29. On the road, it was $5. So that's another experience.
Wow, right.
You know, make sure you have good windshield wipers because it poured rain on the way down. And you can hardly see. And another thing I've learned, if the road weather is so bad that you can't see in front of you, my suggestion is pull off the road. Because that's how those accidents were happening. People were still driving at the same speed, even though the inclement weather took visibility away.
Either that or one thing I found is drive with your hazards on so people can at least see your hazards.
Absolutely.
And sometimes the car in front of you, the car in front of you can get lost, and then you ride up on them. But if you got your hazards on, at least they'll be able to see that.
And your also your headlights and your, if you got fog lights, those too as well. So, but I observed so much that I wanted to say there's some things that we can have that's readily available that doesn't cost a lot of money, but there's just some things that you need. Just like there's an app called Waze. I don't know if you're familiar with that, W-A-Z-E. And it's a navigational app. And what this app does, you can put it on your smartphone. And what it does is support navigation on your trip of on the road that you're following. It'll tell you about accidents. It'll let you know if there's a storm coming up. It'll let you know where you can get gas. It'll let you know where the gas stations are that does service. It's a very nice app, and it's owned by Google, and it's free. And it's been in existence since 2006, and it's called W-A-Z-E, Waze app. And then you can download it for free. It gives you the turn-by-turn as the navigation as well, and the traffic updates and your road conditions. So I advise people, if you're going to drive on the road, that's a handy app to have. Otherwise, you might want to carry a CB. A CB allows you to listen to the truckers, and then it also has the emergency channel, Channel 9. That'll be able to call for help if you needed help and you're on the side of the road. I take a power inverter, and I don't know if anybody understands what a power inverter is. What it is, it changes your DC 12 volt to AC 110. And what that can do for you, say while you're traveling, you got your kids in the car, and you wanted to use a video player, or you wanted to use a laptop, or if you wanted to use a TV, you can plug into your cigarette lighter with the 12-volt cord, and then you can operate a 110 device with that. That's something that is very affordable. So it keeps the kids busy, and are we there yet doesn't come up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I said that other things that we may think that we don't need is an emergency roadside kit. And a roadside kit, I suggest it should include, like, your heavy-duty jumper cables, or they have a new unit now called a power booster portable bank charger that you can jump-start your own vehicle in the event your battery is dead. And those are very inexpensive, but that's saves you from calling a service truck out if your battery is dead, say you pull beside the road. When we might think about what happens if you're traveling down the road and you got stuck in the snow. Well, you're going to need a tow rope to get out of there for that. It would be handy there. That comes in the roadside emergency kit. Your LED triangle lights for flashing to warn people behind you that's coming up on you, because I know have we've all heard about pedestrians or people or police officers being hit on the road by drunk drivers. But anything that can help divert them from like a flashing light can help you. You want to have maybe a yellow safety vest. I've seen the vest now. They have lights built onto them. If you got out of your vehicle, you want them to see you at night. So with these lights on, that would help get their attention in some way, I hope. Things of that nature are the things that I think that we can use. And, you know, sometimes some people think that those things are not necessary, but if you ever have to pull over to the road, like say, for instance, you hit a pothole. We got so many potholes on the road, it's unbelievable. And what these potholes are doing, depending on the type of vehicle you drive, they cut the sidewall of your tire, and then you lose all the air in your tire and don't even know that it was cut because of a pothole. Now what do you do? Well,
oh,
we got to sit there and wait.
Thing.
Huh?
Well, you know, another thing is, yeah, make sure you got AAA.
Right. That was the one of the things I was going to suggest, too, is that you may have to have more than one roadside assistance card, only because I found that if they're busy, you won't be able to get that one card. Like AAA, in that one accident that I saw, it had 80 vehicles in there. Well,
wow.
Yeah, so you'll be waiting. So what I suggest is there's a lot of cards out for roadside assistance that is not that expensive. If you have a Sam's Club card, they have a roadside emergency road service called Signature. And Signature actually is a roadside service that's in each state that has a Sam's Club.
Very good.
And it's very inexpensive. I have it for my granddaughters, and I only pay $35 a year for it.
Now, another thing with the AAA, they used to have where you could get AAA plus RV, you know,
right,
which cost a little extra, but it would give you 200 miles of towing.
Absolutely.
But I see this year, when I renewed it, you know, they weren't offering that unless you had a recreational vehicle. So now, you know, you can only get at the max with the plus 100 miles for the same price. Yeah, I was like, okay, this is some, this, you know, There's some trickery.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That's
like just
for you, right?
Well, you know, with the car.
But I'm saying if you add another driver or another person to that, they want to charge you additional fee.
Yeah, there's an additional fee to add a driver. And it's, you know, you have to be present if it's, you know, you using your car. So I couldn't get my wife my car with my name on it. You know, now they're checking your name and all that, make sure it's you. And I'm like, really? Okay. But another thing I wanted to add is I read an article. There was a multiple car accident on the freeway. And so, you know, this was in Michigan. So the Michigan State Police were on the scene, and there was a tow truck on, you know, that just happened to be Johnny on the spot. So the people assumed that these tow trucks were authorized and affiliated with the Michigan State Police. So they towed these people's cars and then in turn charged them $9,000-$10,000.
Right, held the car for rent.
This is what they charged them. And so, you know, I know in one particular case, they negotiated it down to $3,000, and the person's insurance company paid for it. But, I mean, you know, $3,000 for a tow. And so
right.
The thing is, and I mean, this is something that you never think about, you know, but if you are in an accident like that, you know, you need to ask the tow truck, and you need a tow truck. You need to ask them how much it costs.
Absolutely,
yeah,
right up front.
Yeah, right up front.
Or if you are close enough to the police officer, to ask him, is that the tow that they called? And they will tell you,
yeah,
too.
You got to ask those questions. I mean, I wouldn't have thought to ask. But, I mean, I would now that I've read the article and see how, you know, these people out here taking advantage of other people. And then, you know, the attorney general says not illegal, you know, it's just immoral. It's unethical, you know, but, yeah.
So that's why
thing,
it's important
know,
to share that kind of information so people don't get caught up in the gouging part. I think since this pandemic, people have been taking advantage of people on a lot of different areas.
That's true.
I went to the store just to get 3 2x4s and a box of nails, and I paid $45. And
wow.
I said, what's something wrong with this pricing?
Wow.
And I said, well, they told me, well, the lumber went up. So a 2x4 went up from $2.68 to $10.11.
Okay.
Wow.
A 2x4. And I'm saying, how can anybody purchase anything to remodel or build without being gouged now?
That's true. Oh, you're paying premium prices right now. I mean, it's ridiculous.
And that's what's the sad part. And that wasn't premium 2x4 either.
Sure, okay.
That was just a regular studded 2x4.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, so just think about what happens to us if we have to have some work done on our car if we were stranded. So,
even if you ain't stranded. Right.
Yeah. Well, the problem is what I saw on the road, I saw a lot of new cars on the side of the road because of potholes.
Wow.
I guess the tires got damaged. And then the problem is, you know, most of the new cars don't have spare tires.
What?
Right. Most of these new cars don't have spare tires.
Wow.
They have a air pump.
Well,
but
I know
air
my daughter
is no good to you if you got a.
They raise the price of the vehicle and then take the tires out. Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, a lot of these new cars actually don't, the way they build them now, they don't have room. They're not designed to put a full-size tire in your vehicle. And then when I found out that some vehicles don't even have a donut, I'm saying, you like kind of dead in the water here, because you have to call the tow truck if you got a flat tire.
Yeah, my daughter had a car. We had a Pontiac GXP, you know, high-performance Grand Prix, and it didn't have a spare. I was surprised. It had an air pump in the trunk, though. You plug into your lighter. Yeah, and put some air in your tire. I was like, wow, what sense does this make?
Every mile, you got to stop and blow it back up.
If it blows up at all.
Right.
Yeah, I guess. Well, I have a couple of things that you should not be doing when you're driving, and one of them is if you're tired, do not get under the wheel because you don't know if you're going to go to sleep or what. That's one. And another one says, don't eat or drink fluids in spillable containers while you're driving. Because you know how that's going to end if it tips over and you're driving and, you know, you can't get it off you. If it's hot, you're going to have a problem. So I thought that was a really good deal.
Yeah, texting while you're driving.
Yes. And one I really liked, too, was never attempt to multitask while you're driving. You're going to try to send somebody a message on your phone.
While you're eating some Popeye's chicken? And smoking a cigarette at the same time?
At the same time.
Hey, it's funny you say that because I've seen that before.
You shouldn't do so bad. They used to have ashtrays in your vehicle.
Oh, those were the good old days.
Yeah, those were the good old days
when your kids could catch secondhand smoke.
Yeah.
You got your kids in the back seat. Well, some people still do that.
I find out something interesting, too. You might be curious to know. Every state now has changed their gun laws on how you carry a weapon and what type of weapon you carry, depending on the amount of the size of your magazine. So you have to be careful if you are, you know, plan on carrying a weapon to understand each state that you go through, what are their laws and how can you protect yourself from getting, you know, caught up in the variation of the different laws. And they sell a book now that has gun laws for each state. So I just wanted to put that out there.
So where were you going?
I went down to Georgia.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I took a road trip last week. I was down in Tennessee and Georgia. So
okay.
So I was on a bus, though. I was riding on a charter bus. I'm in a mentoring program, and we took 200 kids on a college tour. So we took six charter buses. So I was on the road. I just wasn't driving. I forgot how uncomfortable them seats can be when you're trying to go to sleep.
With 200 kids, I mean, you know, you could sleep.
Well, I mean, it wasn't 200 on my bus, you know.
I know, but however many it was, you still kids going to laugh and talk or whatever.
Oh, I mean, we all was live when, you know, it was time to turn in. The bus was silent. So, you know, until, you know, we made our stops at the, you know, some of the truck stops. But, yeah, it was an interesting trip. It was very good. Very good. But, yeah, I think all those pointers on how to travel are definitely relevant and right on time. I don't think you could ever be too prepared.
No.
You travel with your pistol?
Absolutely. Yeah, I would never leave home without it.
I know, that's right.
I mean,
they're a little crazy.
Now, did you have yours?
No, I didn't have mine.
I didn't think so.
I was with these kids, you know. I mean, I thought about it, but I didn't. And, you know, we didn't have any situation, so it was thankful. We just pray real hard. Pray for no fools.
I try to do the same, but you know what we try to do, too, is we try to map out where we're going to stop as far as getting gas. What
right.
I try to do
okay.
is we try to hit a Sam's Club or a Costco off the road.
Okay.
I always suggest that, for one, on the way down, gas prices were just climbing up. It was $5 a gallon by the time we got down to Georgia.
Wow.
And but Costco may have had it for like 10 cents lower a gallon. But what I like about the convenience of Costco is that it's always a lot of people around, and the only ones can come to that gas station or the Sam's Club gas station, you have to be a member.
Yes.
So we know that avoids most of the riffraff. That's probably going to come in, you know, the gas stations. And then if you needed to get any items out of Costco, well, you're right there, too. So what we did was we made some what I call food snacks, and that's all we did was, like, stop at a rest area and then keep on pushing. Because it got to a point now, I just don't like stopping any longer than I have to. I want to go on my destination. We take our time, and then we do the truck stops. I mean, the rest stops, not the truck stops. The rest stops for, you know, stretching and walk for a minute, because you got to get out and stretch. Otherwise, you just tie it up like a knot.
Yeah, you don't want to, you know, get blood clots, you know. But you know, you might need some compression socks too while you ride.
Well, I actually do, and I also have heated knee pads.
Oh man, I haven't heard of those.
That's something new. Me either.
Well, I'm gonna be honest with you. Let me tell you the ones I bought recently. The knee pads I bought, well, they call heated knee pads, but they have a vibration of a vibrator in them, built in them. And what they do is they give you either hot or cold, and it can vibrate on your knee, because the wrap's actually down to your mid-calf of your leg. And so what it does is it helps that circulation circulate. And that's the reason why I bought them, because when you're sitting in one position so long, unless you got a Mack truck, you can't stretch your legs out.
Right.
Yeah,
so
now, where do you find something like that at?
I bought it on Amazon.
Okay.
They
say Amazon got everything.
And they're battery operated, but they're let me correct myself. Yeah, no, they are battery operated, but they're USB charger.
Okay.
So you can charge them in your vehicle.
Nice.
And
they are
something that I think a lot of older people would love to have, because, like I said, for those that, you know, the circulation is poor, or, you know, you get those cramps in your leg, this helps stimulate your leg and your knees.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have another traveler that's with us. Hello, traveler. Did you have a comment about the traveling? Okay, I guess he left. But I know TC is here. What do you think, TC?
All those sound very good. And most of those I've tried, except for those new heated pads that Reggie's talking about.
Yeah, you got to get a good set of those.
Yeah, definitely.
Because, you know, a lot of times I think I can testify for myself. My knees, for some reason, they get cramped up from not moving. And when I use these, they help circulate the pain that I had in them. And you're talking about relief.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't ask for anything better. And then, like I said, you have an option of having heat or you have an option of having it cold. Or just run.
Okay.
So those are like some of the ideas that I experience are seem to be worthy and happen with you. Because you just, like I said, you never know what you're going to run into on the road anymore. A lot of people,
sure.
I ran into an issue where we have these wheel locks on your vehicle. A lot of people don't even know where their wheel lock is if they had a flat. So that's one of the things you want to look for before you hit the road. Make sure that wheel lock's in your car. Because I know a lot of people have gone to the dealership or wherever they get their tires rotated, and sometimes your wheel lock is forgotten to be put back in place where they received it from. And now you got a problem. You can't get your wheel off if you had a flat tire. So that's one of the items you want to put on a checklist. So, I mean, you know, unless somebody else has some other ideas of what to take with them, it's getting to a point that it's kind of hard to trust anybody on the road anymore. So I just want to set up something where that, you know, you're safe enough to handle your own problem until it's necessary to call somebody. Sometimes it's a simple fix, too. There was something that I experienced. Most of these cars now have fobs, right? To start your car off.
What?
Have a key fob.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh. You know what I'm talking about, though, right?
No. I have a key.
Okay. A lot of cars now started up, it's electronic fob, and a lot of these cars have push buttons to start up, the newer cars. And one person that I knew couldn't get their car started, and they couldn't figure out why. And what I carry in my car is a battery, the flat cell battery called, it's a Duracell 2032, and that's the type of battery that's in these fobs. And I experienced it one time. I couldn't turn off my alarm on my truck, and it was fortunate that I had this battery replacement in my vehicle, and I changed the battery, then I can turn off the alarm to start my truck. Well, that's what happened to this other person. They had their fob stopped working, and they thought it was something wrong with the car. So I said, well, let me just change the battery in your fob. And that was the problem, a simple battery. So I suggest, you know, you carry some batteries like that in your car, knowing that could be a problem. doesn't sound like the ordinary, but, you know, it can happen.
Yeah, that seems like it's a whole lot of stuff you have to do to get on the road.
Yeah, I think I'm just bringing things like that up because, to me, the roads are not like it used to be. You could, you know, somebody pull over to ask, can I help you? You don't know if they're going to ask, can I help take from you or can I help get you on back on the road? So, you know, you try to avoid it. These altercations as much as possible by being, you know, self-independent enough to get yourself back on the road. If you take your cell phone off, get your car charger.
And I have another caller that would like to make a statement. Are you there?
Yes, I am. And how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you, ma'am.
I just wanted to ask the officer. He mentioned like they have different rules for car for having a gun in your car when you travel.
Mm-hmm.
As, he's a retired police officer. Does he have a special license where he can carry the same gun no matter where he goes?
Yes. Well, we have what we call an our license is different than a regular citizen's license. We have an exemption license.
Okay.
And then there's another license I have called the it's a law enforcement license that you get as a retired. It's a federal firearms license that is sanctioned by the federal government, and that goes to every state.
Okay, I was just wondering about that. Yeah. That's interesting.
So,
are you thinking about purchasing?
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. But I thought that was interesting when he said there's different laws now. You know how the states are like pulling away from the one law for the country and stuff. So, but I was wondering for him. Since he was a retired police officer.
Well, this is the other disturbing part. When I was in Georgia, they were passing a law where that the licensed persons that carry a weapon, they're taking the licenses away from them and just making it a blanket situation where that anybody can carry a gun. And I thought that was a problematic problem is going to be for everybody, because a person that had a license has to go through some type of training, and they have to have a responsibility where they're held accountable more so than a person that just straps on a gun and comes out in the street with one.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's going to be a big problem from my perspective. Because for me, a person with a license has a more independent responsibility because they have a commitment that they know that I have found to when you would encounter these people, they have a responsibility that other people take for granted. And so...
Uh-huh.
When they're carrying their firearms, they don't want to lose that privilege. And, you know, you can be found a lot faster than a person without one, too, because your license also is attached to your driver's license.
Now, that's interesting, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's how police officers know in Michigan that you have a CPL. Because if they run, if they stop you and run you, you're already in the system. Because I don't know if most people should know by now that that's why the state took over the CPL.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're in armed conflict. Worse than the Ukraine, sound like.
Well, another thing that for you, I would always suggest to women all the time that I would suggest you at least take the class. You don't have to carry the gun, but get the license.
Get the license.
Because one day they're going to cut the license out or make stipulations where you can't get the license or have some reason for us not to have the license. And you want to be in
so
the
where
box.
Do you go?
Well, there are places that actually have gun classes online. You can take the online class, and it's an eight-hour course. You can do the classwork online, but you have to do the firearms testing, or it's not actually a test. It's a familiarization of your weapon, and you do that at the firearm range. And that's only a three-hour course once you complete the online course. And they'll
Did
show
you, have
you how to,
have
to use a weapon. They'll show you the laws of how to handle the weapon. They'll teach you how to conceal it, and they'll show you how to clean it as well as break it down, you know, just enough to clean it. And that's all in that course. And the average course that I saw was around $70 or $80 now.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel that any person that wants to be responsible enough to protect themselves, I would suggest take that course. Only because, again, you don't have to carry the weapon, but you do need a CPL to carry a stun gun.
A stun gun?
Right.
Oh, okay.
That's a non-lethal weapon, but you have to have a license to carry that, and that CPL license will allow you to do that.
So would the training be similar with a stun gun?
No. You're discharging a projectile from a weapon, so they're going to show you how to shoot. A little bit different. It's a penetrating bullet.
Do they have classes for that?
Pardon me?
They have classes for that?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I understand a lot of people don't want to do that or don't feel maybe it's their cup of tea, but I don't know how you're going to protect yourself when the police forces are dwindling. If you're in the heat of a moment of a situation, it's going to be hard to dial 911. And by the time you dial 911, the action is over with.
Yeah, but sometimes you have little ones and...
Well, that's where the education comes in with how you handle and how you store it. That's your responsibility too.
Mm-hmm.
I recommend people that have weapons have a safe in their house. You can't be too lax on the safety of gun safety. So you have to do the preparation too. You never know who comes in your house, especially if you're a parent or a grandparent
mm-hmm.
or even if you have unexpected guests come by. You don't want your weapons just laying around. You need to have them secure.
You know, some of those things are huge.
Well, that depends on the type you buy.
It looks like a safe that's in a bank, almost.
Oh, you talking about the gun safe?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they come in all different sizes. I mean, you don't, I mean, I don't think the average person is going to buy a large gun safe unless they have rifles. You can buy smaller safes. You can buy wall safes.
I've seen one in someone's home. That's why I mentioned that.
Well, you can put more than just guns in those safes, though.
Oh, I'm sure. You can put money in there and, you know, just a lot of stuff.
But those
are the mainly things. It's for the children.
Right. Well, and anybody else you don't want to get it.
That's true. That's
the
biggie now.
I have a problem with that is if somebody is breaking in inside your home and you have your gun locked up, you know, you might have a problem.
No, I don't think
no.
so. I have a solution for that. I'll give you a good example. The law says that they want you to have the ammo separated from the gun and a lock
mm-hmm.
through the gun. My biggest problem is with that is a person needs to be trained on what a gun can do and the safety of that weapon. The problem is when the B&E man, that's why I just use that term, comes into your house, he already has his gun in his hand and is loaded. By the time you go get your gun, take the lock off and try to load it, it's too late unless you are up on another level or you heard them come in. So my suggestion has always been is I would put a wall safe in an area where it's secure enough that nobody knows where it's at but you, and it's available to you loaded because now you have it locked up in a safe prepared to use when you need it. We have to start thinking about safety as well as being able to take care of ourselves in the heat of the moment.
Now, that's the problem. Really the problem when you have little ones running around.
Yeah, that is the problem, yeah.
Well,
but
I think it's all about training because I remember my dad took us out, showed us his gun, let us fire it. It killed that curiosity, and he told us the next time you see it, you'll be owning your own gun.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes we have to show them the dangers of the weapon as well as educate them of the weapon. And then you put great bodily thoughts in their mind about what happens if they do pick it up. But then again, we still have to be responsible as a gun owner to make sure that doesn't happen. That's why I had a big disagreement with the teachers carrying a gun in the school. I've seen so many people leave their cell phone on the table. I know doggone well they'll leave a gun on the table.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you won't know where it's at. I've been in situations where I've been in bathrooms where people have left their guns in the bathroom. So, I mean, you know, I think we all have that's an extra responsibility that you have. And if you got, you know, so much distraction going on, maybe you don't need to carry one.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, our society has made things so.
Yeah.
Dangerous for us in trying to protect ourselves and minding your own business, and then you come out and you encounter these cowards out here that preys on people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what are you supposed to really do, though? You can't depend on the police to come at the time you need them to come, because it's not that many of them.
That's true. I was just going to say the same thing, yes. And sometimes they don't come to the following day or something like that.
Absolutely. I could tell you stories about that myself with personal experiences. Had incidents and they didn't, I called them. I even called Officer in Trouble and they didn't come to the next day.
Oh, wow.
So it's like.
I know you were pissed.
Oh, yes, I was.
That's crazy.
But then
they
turn around and say you can't take the law into your own hands. Well, what am I supposed to do?
Mm-hmm. Sit till it come again. I've been here since 12 o'clock last night. Yeah, right. Who's going to do that?
Well, we're going to the Wild Wild West stage, whether people want to believe it or not.
We're in it.
Yes, we are. We are in it.
Yes.
Have you been following that Armstrong case?
No. I
well,
tried to turn my stuff off
from
that anymore.
What did you say?
The Armstrong case.
What about it?
I was just wondering, was he following it all, the case, the court case on it?
No. No.
Rich family. And he shot his mother and father. He's on trial for that. And is it California?
Mm.
I was just wondering about it, what he thought about it.
Mother and father?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Black young man.
Did he give a reason?
He said he didn't do it.
Okay.
And the family is rich, black rich family. Relatively young, yeah. Well, that's ugly.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't think you want to hurt your parents.
He's saying he didn't do it, but they're saying all the evidence points to the fact that he did. And it's just sad, you know, we're taking on those waves now. With all the money in the family, he wanted this, he wanted that. It's really something.
Well, on a good note, I'd just like to say I'm so excited because we have a black female.
Yes, we do.
Jets. I'm so excited. And did you see the men walking out of the room? You know, that's unfortunate.
With the Republicans.
Mm-hmm. But three Republicans did vote for her.
Yeah. Do you think that Clarence Thomas should resign?
Oh. Okay. I'm not going to laugh about his wife. Did you know that she had a list? She had a list of people that she took to Trump when he was the president, and she was telling him who to, you know, hire and who to let go. Can you believe that? Telling the president?
Yeah.
Okay. And I don't know why Pence wants to run. He knows doggone well he's not going to win. Who wants him? He's too weak.
But
anyway. Well, Officer Barnes, I would like to see if you have anything further you would like to share with us.
I had a thought here. The soul usually knows what to do to heal itself. The challenge is to silence the mind.
Okay.
I agree with that. I do agree with that.
You agree with it?
Yeah, what he's saying. Your mind is continuously moving.
Yep.
Yes.
Uncertainties and things, yeah. You can be still and know,
okay.
You know.
Say it again, Officer Barnes.
The soul
maybe
usually knows what to do to heal itself. But the challenge is to silence the mind.
It is. That's true. That is so true.
Okay.
Be still.
So,
you know, have you ever fallen asleep with the TV on?
That's what I was doing.
Well, I've learned that your subconscious inherits all that rhetoric all night long, and you actually never sleep. So what I've learned to do is put
on
a calming type of music to go to sleep on, to rest your mind. Because you're bombarded all day long with the mess that's going on. I mean, you can't turn on a radio. You can't look at the internet. You can't look at the news. I mean, we're all bombarded about negativity. When do you let your mind just rest?
Yeah.
And that's why I was saying about the challenges of your mind. That's what I've learned to try to do. Because if I don't, I think that you kind of lose it at some point in time. Because you get up, I wake up saying, thank you, Lord, I'm blessed to get up. But here I go again.
Mm-hmm. I like to listen to my Bible tape at night. Reading.
I can't keep the TV on because it'll wake me up. So if I want to continue to watch some. What'd you say?
I say if it's not on, I can't sleep. I'll wake up.
If
so
it's not
I try
on?
To, you know, I play my Bible tape.
Oh, what I do, if I want to see whatever I'm watching, then I just tape it and cut it off or put a timer on it, whatever. And then I turn my radio and it sleeps me. Before the first song is over, I'm done. And it goes off, so I'd rather hear my music.
That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. I want to hear. And it's oldies but goodies, too. Oh, yeah. Because that other stuff, I don't know where that comes from.
You wouldn't make it, yeah.
Right. But I thank you for that, all the information that you gave us, because it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But it made me want to buy a ticket and ride with somebody, you know, because all of that preparation and everything.
Well,
I
know, it sounds a little bit difficult, but once you put that plan in motion, it's not like you have to do this all the time. You got your bag already packed.
Right.
You know.
Well, that's true.
Flying seems to be more difficult now.
Is folks fighting?
Is what?
And all these people fighting.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's another thing. But I had some relatives that went down to Florida for one of their daughters is in a band, and they went to take their flight, and their flight got canceled Monday. So they had to come back and go back to the airport the next day. Then they were coming back home Thursday, flight got canceled again. And then they said they couldn't get a flight back out till Saturday, so they had to rent a car and drive back home from Florida. So flying is not as easy as it used to be.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. No, it's, you know, if you think about it, there's a whole lot of stuff that's not like it used to be.
No, I think this pandemic has changed a lot of things from the norm.
Oh, yes. I think it's changed us as well. Yeah.
Absolutely. I agree.
And when you go, I'm still, you know, looking for people with masks on.
I'm wearing my mask until the door rolls say I can't.
Well, don't nobody have to tell me not to wear it because I'm going to keep it on. If I'm out there, you know, people are dying that have gotten the shots. And it's a whole lot of stuff. And now it's another name they have to it.
Right.
Again, so that means it's still running, you know.
Well, Nancy Pelosi got tested positive after that meeting.
Yeah.
And they said she was negative before the meeting.
Huh? She was negative before?
Yeah, she
just
said Monday they said that she was, but I guess they test them every day or every other day, and she was negative. But after that meeting, the next day, they said she tested positive.
See, you have to be careful.
And I think she's, 82 or something, I read.
Well, she's up there, but there, I didn't know the other guy was still there. I forgot him. But he was one of the ones that stayed for Miss Jackson, Judge Jackson. So...
Justice, yeah.
I don't know. You know, we have to go day by day because we don't know what's going to come.
No, absolutely.
The uncertainty, yeah. Uncertainty, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, you know.
I mean, so much, yeah. Well, thanks for the information.
Thank you for listening. And TC, too.
Hey. Good to hear from you, Reg.
It's always great to hear from you.
So who has to – I know you said yours, Officer Burns. TC, did you have something you wanted to leave with us?
Not really, but I do have a little joke about what Reggie was talking about when he was talking about, you know, having TV on and all that stuff for your mind to rest. I think about a month ago, I was looking at TV, but I was hooked on those murder shows, those, you know, Fatal Attraction and For My Man and all that stuff. And I fell asleep with it on, right? And when I caught myself, I was standing against my dresser with my TV in my hand ready to throw it at somebody. And I was like, oh, my God, you know. So what I did, I started now, when I go to sleep, I make sure I'm on the Game Show Network.
That is too funny. That is too funny.
Hey, it shot the heck out of me.
I guess so. You scared me over here.
But like you said, your mind is always working if you keep stuff coming in. And it's like the old computer, garbage in, garbage out.
Yeah, that's something, though. That's really something.
Just be careful what you listen to.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, you know what? The only thing I'm on, it seems to me constantly, is Gunsmoke. And I'm so sick of Matt Dillon. I don't know what to do.
Well, if you ever run to Kitty, tell her I said hi.
I want to talk to the marshal. But I tell you, now they're turning their pictures from black and white to colored. I see it. That's not, I don't like that. I like the old ways. But, I mean, you just have to, I don't know. Get a habit, you know, and do something else besides watch television.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that didn't seem to go over. something that I read, a negative mind will never allow you to have a positive life. So think about that.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, and remember, the mind is like a parachute. It doesn't open, or it doesn't, what is it, work unless it's open. So your mind has to be open to work. So, you know, it's just something I wanted to tell you guys.
Thanks so much.
I have one more. Stay away from still, STILL people. Still broke, still complaining, still hating, still losing, not making a change, still living in the past, and still making excuses. So stay away from the still people, okay?
Is that including stuck on stupid, too?
I know that's right. It didn't say that, but you know what? I think I'm going to have to put that down.
That's a good one, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one, sir. Yeah. But, guys, it's been fun. I appreciate you, Officer Barnes. I really do.
I always appreciate you guys. You always request.
Well, yeah, I mean, I had a real messed up beginning. And TC, I thank you too, because you, you know, you're right there for me. So, and then my friend Lucy.
Never mind.
You know I love you, girl. You know I love you, girl. Yeah, so, guys, thank you so much. I appreciate all of you, especially you, Officer Barnes.
Well, thank
you definitely
for giving us all that information.
Yeah.
It just seems like I better buy a ticket instead of trying to drive somewhere.
Well, you know, I guess we've all seen on TV the different states on the freeways, even this state, how people just carelessly driving and not paying attention.
Yeah. You know what they're doing? They're texting. That's what they're doing. So,
like my daughter said, I'm multitasking. Not so you can forget it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get my car fixed, but I do not like to ride with her. This is what you call multitask.
Didn't I say never attempt to multitask while driving?
Yeah, just say that. I said put it down.
Yeah, and then when you're trying to drink or eat, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I did see someone who had a, it's like a,
a kind of tabletop. It was small, but it was like the ones that are on the airplane, about that large. And it goes with your steering wheel, from your steering wheel to you. Now tell me that's not stupid. Why would you
get to drive
create,
like that? It is.
Why would you create something like that?
No,
you can't.
No.
I mean, you can't drive with that thing because, you know, you don't. You just don't hold your wheel still. It goes right. It goes left. You know, so how are you going to eat with the little tray? Yeah, that's crazy. You know what? And people do those things, and somebody will purchase it. So.
That's something, yeah.
Yeah, I try not to eat in my car, but I do drink my water. Yeah, I got to drink
my
water.
I don't care how much it rings. I will not answer until I finish driving and pull over.
Right, right.
I won't do it.
Yeah, that's what we need to do.
Because
anything can happen. Kids can run out, you know, ahead of, and that's the one thing you don't want to do. Because we've had too many kids
die.
Yeah, so. Just do what we need to do. Do, and we know what that is. So I thank each and every one of you guys. I thank you for those that are listening. And didn't say anything, but I appreciate that as well. And having said that, I'll say I thank you guys for being with me at the Jenny White Show. And
thank
good
you.
Night.
Good night.